This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I remember hearing about an older person who was saying that he just didn't like birthdays. And when he was asked, why don't you like birthdays? He said, well, look, it's a reminder to me that life is slipping away. His friends disagreed with him and tried to make some positive statement about growing older and the benefits of getting older. But he wasn't taking any of that. He wasn't convinced and he grumbled. He said the best thing he could say about birthdays is he said it's better than the alternative. I wonder how many of our senior friends feel like that life is slipping away. Don't like birthdays because it reminds me life is slipping away. So what about you? Do you enjoy birthdays? When we were children, I guess, we just loved those birthday parties, the presents and all the friends that used to come. Or would you just as well forget about the fact that 12 months has come and gone and you're 1 year older? Well, birthdays are not only the chronological way of measuring the passing of years, are they? But they're also another reminder. I want to talk about this. And that is a reminder of God's miracle of the gift of life, because we've got that gift. And in order to get the most out of life, I think we've got to learn to accept growing older. Because really, aging is part of God's plan for life. So can we affirm and celebrate that each day is a gift? There's a couple of things about growing old gracefully that I want to say today. It really is dependent on a few things. For example, maintaining a positive attitude regardless of life's circumstances. So maybe you feel that life has not been real good for you. But whatever life brings, our attitude actually determines how we deal with it and the outcome. And I think birthdays are occasions to focus on the meaning of life. And you can look back and say, yes, well, God has done this for me in the last 12 months. I'm so blessed. I'm so privileged. It's not an excuse to moan and groan saying, well, yeah, I'm 12 months closer to the grave. It really also is dependent upon having a meaningful faith. A faith that helps interpret life. And I think that what the psalmist said in Psalm 71 really got it down right. He said, you, talking to God, you are my rock and my fortress. In you I take refuge all the days of my life. For you, Lord, have been my hope and my trust from the days of my youth. And upon you I have depended from my birth. Now, they're tremendous words from the psalmist in Psalm 71. So, right now, we live in this wonderful age. There's been so many advances in technology. Everything has been changed, I guess, because of the achievements. But with all the modern advancements and genetic structure, life is still a mystery. And I think it can only be explained through faith in God. Now, this matter of growing old gracefully, it's also dependent upon living life to the fullest and fulfilling your dreams. No matter how old we get, we must never lose sight of the fact there are always things we can do, tasks we can accomplish, and questions to answer. I've heard some elderly people say, I don't know why I'm still here. I've got nothing to live for. And these people often give up. They lose sight of any meaning and purpose to life. But each day is a gift that really should be lived to the full. So having faith in God actually can help you fulfill that. So I think that aging can bring you closer to the Word of God and closer to Him, because really you've got time to pray, to read good books, to read the Bible, and to think, ponder about life. And spiritual maturity is part of this growing old gracefully. It's also the ability to accept death. Yes, it's going to come, but a life well lived in the faith is one that can move towards acceptance that, yes, well, God has a plan, and that whatever it is, will go on into eternity. And that's why the writer of Ecclesiastes in chapter 3 put it so very well. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. So there are things, aren't there, that actually belong to the seasons of life. And as you get older, we can actually become, hopefully, wiser and more committed to the important things of life. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you today that as we get older, we can, in fact, give you the glory and say, Lord, thank you for all the years that you've given me. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.